8.7. Helena.
Well, it was when I was living in Cairo, and it was in the middle of the summer, so it was extremely hot, between 40 and 45 degrees centigrade. And stupidly, we decided to go dancing. And we went to this nightclub, and we must have danced for hours and hours. And it was very hot inside the nightclub, and we were sweating profusely. By the time we came out, it was about 5 o'clock in the morning, and we decided, ooh, wouldn't it be a great idea to go to the pyramids to see the sunrise? So we jumped in a taxi, and the taxi was also quite stuffy and hot, and we must have been starting to dehydrate at this point. Anyway, we got to the pyramids, and the sun was just starting to come up, and in Egypt, as soon as the sun comes up, the temperature rises dramatically. But we were so excited at seeing the pyramids that we decided just to go and walk and see. At this point, a man approached us and asked us if we wanted to borrow his motorbike or hire his motorbike. And so we said yes. So my friend and I, we jumped onto the motorbike and raced out into the desert, only to find, after about 10-15 minutes, that the motorbike was rather old, and suddenly it broke down. So we were miles from anywhere, and had to push this motorbike to get back. I was the one at the back pushing the motorbike, and of course I was using lots of energy. I was losing a lot of fluid, and it was getting hotter and hotter. Anyway, we ended up having to walk back to the village to give the motorbike back to the man. And by this time, we were rather fed up and tired and very hot, so we decided to go home. By the time we got home, I did start to feel a bit strange. I had a bit of a headache, and I decided to go straight to bed. Anyway, I woke up about half an hour later, feeling rather confused and sick, a bit nauseous, and I realised that my brain wasn't working properly, and that in fact I probably had heat exhaustion. Anyway, it wasn't very pleasant, and it was a lesson in what not to do in such temperatures. I've never done that again. I always carry my rehydration salts with me.